to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. LaChance.
Here.
Rodriguez is absent. Walter.
Here.
Chacon is absent. Crawford.
Here.
Dennis.
Here.
Garcia.
Here.
Hedman.
Here. We have a quorum. So, recognition of our visitors. Well, we have no visitors. They're just our staff, Dixie and Shelley. And our director, Elisa, is here. Anybody have any changes, amendments to the agenda? Hearing none. Can we look over? We have three sets of minutes. If you haven't looked over them already, take a minute to scan through them. Questions, comments? If not, can I get a motion to approve the minutes of April 9th, April 10th, and May the 2nd?
Motion to approve the minutes for April 9th, April 10th, and May 2nd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes have been approved. Correspondence. Do we have any correspondence? And do we want to address this now or another time? I mean, during correspondence or maybe during your time, or do we want to address it at all?
I don't think. With the caution that it's being taken.
Yeah.
I don't think that. So we've all read it, right? The article about the delayed appointments.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless the board feels they want to do a rebuttal.
Yeah, I think it's important. So I guess the article, just to summarize, is basically stating that the mayor's holding off the reappointment of three of us that are up until he's able to, I guess, talk with able to talk to us or better understand kind of our opinion on library moving forward, or I'm not quite sure what the delay is. He hasn't reached out to me directly, but I think overall the tone of the article and what I really want to focus on trying to address is this continued feeling that, you know, we're butting heads with them. And my feeling as a board is, you know, we're moving forward. We have our director in place. We're going through strategic planning. We've had a great budget year, and we really want to have a better relationship with the city as we do that. And, you know, I've gone and spoken at city council, and we've invited them to come here a couple times. And I think as we approach the strategic planning, I think part of what we have to figure out is how to help bridge that gap. And I don't know where this continued, you know, tension is.
Yeah.
And I know there was, you know, during a meeting I wasn't at, there was the one comment that was said, but my understanding is we've apologized for that.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, they've received an apology, so I'd really just like right. to...
We assume they received it, we've only gotten one response right. back from it.
Well, there were two apologies sent. The first one was sent, which I wasn't CC'd on,
right.
and that was never forwarded to council. Okay. The second one, which I was CC'd on, was, I'm assuming, forwarded to council. Because Susan said that she did receive the comment back.
No.
So I'm, you know, from my perspective, and this is obviously my opinion on it, as far as Linda and the Beacon article, I feel like as a board we should have a reply about our willingness to work with the city and you know, our focus on strategic planning and, you know, our good financial stewardship that we've been working on and just opportunities to either engage the city with the strategic planning and invite them to participate or... you know, just, again, I don't want to focus on the past, what happened in the past. Obviously, they had opinions on how we should move forward with the director position, and we moved forward the way we did, but, I mean, we're part of Yorkville.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable either replying directly to the mayor or through Linda?
Well, Linda contacted me on... she wanted to know who the three people were up for reappointment and names. And then she started digging, asking me questions. And I said, you know, that's really up to the mayor to reappoint and talk to Bart. So then she interviewed Bart. So at that point, it's only, I mean, it's if the ball is in their court because they've got to be part of it.
I have some questions. So the mayor needs approval from the city council to appoint.
Yes, he makes the appointments, the city council approves them.
And he's not going to even make a he's not going to put a proposal out for anybody because he's afraid that they're not going to confirm it.
Right.
Because there's continued negativity and unwillingness of the board to provide the city council requested information about the operations monitoring strategy. What is that? Maybe I missed something.
Well, we're working on a strategic plan.
At what point did they request it?
They requested in that document that we didn't solidify all of our operations of all of our rooms in the whole building.
Yeah.
All of our planning and operations of every room.
Yeah.
And we said that they could use this room, but we didn't specify or give them the layout of the rest of the building,
They wanted a calendar for the whole year.
Oh, no, I didn't know that that was what he was still kind of like, still...
That would be impossible for us to provide them a use calendar for the entire year.
Right. I think the letter has to come from the book collectively from the board.
It needs to go
on moving forward, usually with the strategic plan, it's with the board, with the staff, and then your shareholders, which would be community members, like people from the Friends. And maybe as part of that, you could invite our liaison to the board from the city council, and that way start to incorporate.
But there's continued messages that there's tension, and I don't think that's, you know, the case. I mean...
No. My feeling is that since this is in the newspaper, a rebuttal needs to be put in. Because, you know, perception is reality,
right?
Mm-hmm. So if we don't respond to this, then what's the perception?
But it has to come collectively.
Yeah. And I don't think our rebuttal is going back into history and our rebuttal is that we're moving forward and we're happy to cooperate with the city and... You know, I think we should focus on our finances are doing really well right now, and then we're starting our strategic planning process.
I think there should be an open forum between the council and us, and I think that needs to be addressed. I think that needs to happen so we can address or see what's...
We've tried.
I know
we've
tried.
We asked them, they don't want to meet with us.
They don't come here. I've spoken at... the city council meetings and invited that.
Then let's make it public.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, we've tried to do things.
Yeah.
But we haven't put it out into the public like they have.
Right. So let's publicly invite them to an open session.
And the press, too. Mm-hmm. So that the press sees that they didn't show up.
Well, I mean, they might show up, which is fine. Then we accomplish what we want.
And then we can actually have a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So how do we want to handle that? Do we want to have... I hate to suggest a special board meeting, but... Or we can invite them to our next board meeting.
Why don't we just invite them to our next board meeting and...
Put them on the agenda.
Put it on the agenda.
Put them on the agenda. Okay. Mm-hmm. We could do that.
And then we'll put that in our rebuttal with Linda.
How would you like it listed on the agenda?
Open invitation?
Well, feedback from City Council.
Or maybe like more of a dialogue.
Dialogue. I like that.
Dialogue with City Council.
Under new business?
Mm-hmm. Under new business. Okay. Moving on to public comment.
As far as the reply though for Linda...
Let her know about the dialogue or invitation
for the
board meeting. But and have it out there in the paper.
I can either send her an email or call her or whatever. I don't know that I got her phone number, but I think I have her email.
If you email, would you CC me on it?
Yeah.
Because she circles back around to me.
Okay. So I'll just tell her that we're inviting the City Council to our June board meeting for their comment and their input on a strategic plan. And
so if three people are not reappointed, do we lose our quorum?
No.
Yeah.
No, we're still on.
You're still on the board until a replacement is approved. Or they're reassigned. Otherwise, we would still have a quorum if everybody shows up. Mm-hmm. So, I anticipate that he will.
Oh, that's nice, Mr. Frieders.
Yeah,
I know. So, okay, I will send Linda an email and tell her what we're doing.
I really do feel like, though, that we should... Rather than just invite her in that, just make sure we outline the fact that we are moving forward. We mm-hmm. and like point some of our more recent successes and projects.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's important if she's going to publish that it's more than just a meeting, that we're actively engaging and.
Mm-hmm. Well, we sent when we were doing the workup that they wanted us to do. Mm-hmm. They presented us what they wanted. And we presented back what we wanted.
Right. But that was right around the time where the...
Well, yeah. That's when we were going through looking and mm-hmm. we changed what we thought we wanted. And then it came to a dead stop because they got upset.
Mm-hmm. And we changed very little, actually, on what we sent back. We were almost there.
Right. So,
I mean, I get it. From their perspective, there was a comment that was made, and given the climate, I understand why they were hesitant to. But I think we got to move past that. And I don't even think we want to go back into all that.
No,
it's just.
It sounds like they don't want to move on until they apologize.
We did that.
We have.
We did.
Apparently, the right people didn't apologize.
What we can do.
One thing I would outline is this. And this, about how, the Secretary of State, is putting these in the paper, making it normal.
Yeah.
This is how we're moving. This is how we're moving forward. We're, we seek grants. We seek, improvement of the library.
Yeah.
Don't we have a
we have a press release going out about the science plan. It should be in the paper.
It wasn't in
Wednesday.
It wasn't.
Don't we have a public relations committee?
Yes, we do.
Who's on it? Because honestly, they should be the ones to draft the reply. I don't think. If it's going to be in print, right?
Yeah. Finance Committee, Community Relations, Chacon, LeChance, and Hedman.
I was secretly hoping that happened. I'm kidding.
Anybody can, you know.
Okay.
Those are the official people that are on it. There is one opening because Kate Elder was on it. But anybody can have input as long as we don't have an email meeting. So I'm not quite sure how we're going to get a, what you call it, a community relations committee meeting.
Unless just Carolyn and I meet.
Unless Carolyn and you meet and discuss that. Okay.
Right,
yeah.
Run the committee because we wouldn't have a
yeah.
quorum, and we could draft something up and send
yep.
it to you for approval.
Sure. Sounds like a plan to me. Okay. We're done here.
Keep it short and sweet.
Short and sweet, yep. Okay. Public comment, we have no public here. Staff comment, anything from the staff? Oh, come on. They got to at least say hi.
They're keeping their mouth shut,
too. Report of the treasurer. Our treasurer is not here, so I guess that falls on me. So we have our budget report is in there first thing, and this should be the end of it because you should have all got that lovely correspondence from the county collector in your mailbox, due in June.
Mine
is gone.
At first, I didn't know what you're talking about. Now I get it.
Property tax bill.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got that.
You got that little correspondence?
Yeah.
Okay. So there are a few items on here that we did pretty well on. Library fines, we did. Am I looking at the right line here?
Our budget compared to what we've taken in, yeah.
Yeah, 124% above what we budgeted.
You're welcome.
Subscription cards were above what we budgeted, so that was good. Copier fees are well above what we budgeted. I like this investment income, 279% above what we budgeted. So the city is doing good with their investing of our money. So thank you, city. I mean, it's not a whole ton of money, but it is. I mean, we budgeted $800. We made $2,000. So
which line are you looking at?
If I'm looking at the right line.
Mine says $3,064.
Well,
no.
I can't read that. It's too small. No, it says 2,000 investment earnings. It's on the first page.
On the library operations fund?
No.
Library.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking at those individual lines. I was looking at the total amount on the...
Yeah, no.
For the month ending, it has our year-to-date.
Yeah.
And our budget.
I was looking at the individual items.
Okay.
So, anyway, that's not the important stuff.
Yeah, that's way too small.
Yeah. That's the problem. You got 12 months of stuff here, and it's got
to
fit.
But he gave us a nice page here.
Yeah. The revenue statement. PPRT was down from what we expected. No. The actual was up. I don't know why it was a negative amount. Because I'm not an accountant. we're starting the new fiscal year with a healthy balance in our bank accounts, because it'll take a while for that tax money to reach us. We have some, and if we look at our check register, again, we have all the charges on the credit cards, and ours are the ones in yellow.
So do we know why we got hit with two Comcasts for the month? Is that just how it fell? Or?
I think it's just how it fell.
What's this Comcast February and Comcast March?
Oh, March, yeah. Yeah. I see it now. Got it. Thank you.
So we've had Fox Valley Fire and Safety. Is that who does our
inspection?
Well,
for the whole.
That wasn't for everything, yeah. Including the fire extinguishers.
That's separate.
Okay. And is the Tyson elevator, that's their normal inspection fee, or their maintenance quarterly? Okay. Trico. Okay. Sound and court, was that for the new, did they put?
No, that was just the service call.
Okay.
No, that's the contract.
Okay. Because we still having a problem with the video systems aren't being recorded or whatever.
I got a proposal for next month.
Okay. And then we have a couple of payroll periods. Have a lot of books that were purchased that looks like development fees. Bless you. We have about $3,000 in memorial fees, or $3,300 in memorials. So that's a good thing. Any questions? Motion to pay our bills.
Make a motion to pay our bills for accounts payable $25,800.11, and for payroll $35,644.62, for a total of $61,444.73.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
And pay your bills. Report of the director.
Okay, a couple of things. I started giving you in your packet some of the correspondence. There was a letter that I wrote to the Kendall Rector, thanking the board, the friends, the staff, the patrons for National Library Week. I put in your packet the grant that we got from the state for back to books, which is the amount of $4,060 for science books to be purchased. And programming related to that, it has to be completed by September 30th. That will be children's books and adult books in the sciences. And then I failed to mention in my report, but we got the per capita grant finally We got $21,151.25 versus the previous year we got $13,138.14 for an increase of $8,013.11. And that's because when the state was not doing well, the rate was 0.77, and it was increased this year to $1.25. I spoke to the Lions Club on April 30th. They were a delight. I think I did well. They did applaud again. I thank them for the $500 donation for large print books. And all the managers and myself, we had to go to the central investment training put on by the city. And I attended the special board meeting for the strategic plan. Okay.
Oh, I also had Jerry Dukes for a week. Wasn't that exciting? I don't know who to contact at the Secretary of State's office, but Beth Gambro isn't our president. Has it been?
I already told her.
Okay. Hasn't been for a while.
No, I know. As soon as I saw that on the website,
yeah. I contacted. It's been a busy month.
What's Illinois 200 in their adult program?
It was a speaker that was supplemented by the Friends of Law
Group.
This is a speaker we've had here 4 or 5 times now, and he designed that program specifically for this year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was just unique facts and that you might not know about Illinois.
Gave out prizes to
always a draw.
All righty. That's all you have? Okay. Well, we city liaison isn't here. Standing committees, we haven't met. Anybody? Any of them? Unfinished business. Update on the strategic plan. Let's see, we have a meeting with the staff
Friday,
and then a meeting on the 27th with the board again.
One second.
Okay.
What time is the meeting? 6 o'clock.
The staff. 2 o'clock. Okay. It's going to be 2 to 4, and then we're going to have individual department staff meeting.
Okay. So really no updates yet. We're still gathering information. Probably for our May. I think by our May we have a rough draft. Or I should say by June we should have a rough draft.
Yeah.
Okay. New business. Library closing for staff training. Which would be?
It will close from 2 to 5 on Friday, this Friday.
For the strategic plan?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess we need a motion to approve that, or?
Motion to approve the closing of the library for training.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Approved. So in your packet, I think we addressed this toward the end of last year. I think it's important that we have Daikin come in here. When we started up the chiller, when it got hot, we had a problem. There was a sensor that has to be replaced, or wasn't there something that happened?
No, that was just a suggestion from Trico when they came in to start it up.
Okay.
It's looking at lawn temperature. We should be looking at the inside temperature to know when to start.
It says the part's about $200 and about an hour of labor.
Okay.
They're also going to wait on doing the maintenance on the practice, waiting on the maintenance because it's the
seeds,
yeah.
June,
so we can clean it and not have to come back and clean it again. Yeah. So back to Daikin. I think it's important that we have them come out and inspect their equipment. If I'm reading this correctly, they were coming out four times a year for annual equipment inspections. There's a couple of pages starting on page 6 of what they're going to inspect and what they're going to do.
Is this a 3-year contract or 1-year contract? Is it going year 1, 2, and
I think
three?
It's a 1-year contract, and they're showing it's increasing. Let's see, that's pricing and acceptance. Locations, like
3 years, it says.
3 years, okay.
Beginning last September.
Okay. Well, basically, it's going up.
This is just a preventative maintenance.
This is just preventative inspections, yes.
It's maintenance, too.
And maintenance.
Lubricating.
Yeah, lubricating, checking the oil, making sure that we're, based on what's in the oil, we're not getting excessive wear. Something that we didn't do in the past, and it's come to bite us in the butt.
That's changing, cleaning the filters, perhaps. So then try probably...
It's my opinion that we should do this. I have this done on my house, on my heating and air conditioning systems every year. Keeps them running properly. Yeah. So I will make a motion that we approve the preventative maintenance care plan.
I'm sorry. Can I ask a question? So you call Trico right now to fix it?
No.
That was last week.
That was not for the air handler or for the chiller, was it? Or was it?
Because
Trico's...
He came and started it up.
There was a power outage, so you had to come and reset it.
The things Dixie had been doing.
Yeah, I said I wasn't doing that anymore.
No.
So who's Trico does what for us?
They handle the
boilers.
The boilers.
Oh, and they did the air for us.
They used to do the air for us, yeah. Too, until we've had all these problems with the chiller.
It's computerized, so he had to reset it, but then now he found out that the reason the red and yellow light was on because now we have... a part that needs to be replaced in the boiler. So that's, he's coming back with the part.
Okay.
But with the,
they don't work on the Daikin equipment.
Okay.
That's good.
But with the air system, what we had done was we had a board replaced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah. That was on the chiller.
Right.
For the air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. And Daikin replaced that for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then gave us this quote for service, and we did not approve it.
We did not approve it because it was at the end of the year, and we were shutting the chiller down.
So is this quote just going to be the same? Because this was a 60-day valid
just
quote.
Just the same. I asked, what's the guy's name?
You talked to him recently?
Brandon? Yes, I have.
Okay.
And he did say that it's still valid. It should have he should have sent. I thought he sent the one with more current dates on it.
Well, these all have last September.
He may not have changed the dates, but he did. Nope. He did tell me that it was Brian Ross? No.
Brant.
How many visits is this? Is it
4 visits for the year.
Visits? Are we sure? I mean, is it?
It says 4.
Page 3.
Got it. Okay.
Provide 4 inspections annually per equipment schedule and tasking listed herein.
Quarterly wouldn't make sense because just for the chiller. I mean, yeah. We're going to be looking at the chiller in December.
No.
So can we go down to 3 visits?
Well, here's the actual equipment schedule. Mm-hmm. 1 inspection program they call inspection.
Yep.
1 annual, 2 operational, 1 shutdown.
Oh, yeah.
But do we need 2 operational? Could we go down?
Probably. So this could probably split during the summer after it starts up. And then, you know, two of them into the cooling system and then shutting it down in the fall.
Somebody needs to shut it down?
Yeah.
I just don't understand why we wouldn't just start up like a mid-summer visit and then a shutdown. I mean, we're going from no visits to 4 visits.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if that's an option.
Well, I'm going by them as the experts,
okay,
saying that this is the schedule that they recommend.
I don't get 4 visits on my equipment at home.
Yeah, I don't either, but
they don't currently do any visits. They does not include, for example,
emergency,
any of the following.
Yeah.
It does not. They do not change or clean the air filters.
Well, how's it preventative?
I know.
Where are the pages?
Well, they are lubricating. I mean, if you look at page 7, it does say tighten off starter motor, control connections.
They check the motor.
And lubricate motor and fan bearing screws, motor mounts. So, I mean, that's like PM type stuff in there as well. But
yeah, but an air filter is something that is usually a preventative maintenance.
But you usually pay extra for it to be replaced. Mm-hmm. Oh, there will be more money on top of this. Because if they're checking it, it's probably something wrong.
Yeah.
Something that needs to be replaced. I mean, because it needs to be replaced every year, that kind of stuff, or cleaned, or...
I mean, we pay for filters now, and we pay for when things go broke. Hopefully, the intention is with this is we're going to find things before they break.
Well, if we have the filters, will they put them in? I mean, that's the thing.
During their regular services.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not. The filters are not outside; they're inside.
The track does the filters on the air handlers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But wouldn't Bacon be responsible for cleaning all the cottonwood whatever out of the coils out there?
I would presume so, yes.
No presumptions.
No presumptions,
sure.
Yeah.
It does say, you said the coils, visually inspect coils for damage, obstructions, and cleanliness.
Okay. Inspect them, it doesn't say clean.
No.
No. Yeah.
Probably say something.
That's a that's something to call them about.
So if the other filters, the air handling system is the filters are changed out by
Trico. Yeah.
Are there any filters inside the chiller that need to be changed out, or do we just let the air come in and we let those filters handle it?
Because you have one set of filters usually, right? Whether or not it's heat or cool, that get replaced from wherever the air flows.
The air in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then this is a 3-year contract?
Yes.
Do we want to maybe see if we could do a 1-year initially just to see what they're actually doing with that?
And then, I like that.
Because I don't know that we want to sign a 3-year without... Seeing what level of their engagement is.
I can find out.
And you have this one about the cleaning the coil. Page 8, we just want to make sure that they're cleaning it, not just inspecting it.
Russ, do you want me to follow up with that?
Sure.
And find out if we can do a one-year contract?
Yeah.
And then about the coils?
Yep. The only difference might be the increase from year to year might be more than...
Yeah, when you don't do a three-year.
Yeah.
I think that before we sign up for years, it's probably worth seeing how they're... Whether we find value...
Okay, so this list of things that they're going to do, I mean, it's kind of long, so I think that's why you have two, because it has to be off while they're doing it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It could be off for hours. And then sometime if they get through, it's all of page 7 and half of page 8, which is probably why they schedule two visits, so that they only do some of it in one visit and others in the second visit. Because then the last part of page 8 is the shutdown procedure. The only thing is I don't see the details of the what exactly happens during the startup.
If we're going to reach out, could they get a breakdown? Could we get a breakdown of what the four visits are, like how they break down the tasks between those? Like, is it the whole checklist four times? Is it we go through a quarter of these?
So you want to know what's involved with each
visit? With each visit, yeah. And if they're, because I imagine they probably have quarterly engagements if they're doing. Because they're not involved with the heating side of it, right?
No, just the cooling. Just the cooling.
So if
side
they're doing heating and cooling, then four annual visits probably make sense. But if they're just doing cooling...
So if we have problems with the if we sign this and we have problems with the chiller not starting up, we call these guys instead of Tri-Fill, right?
For the chiller?
For the chiller, yes. Because Trico's already said they won't work on that. They can't work on that stuff out there because it's beyond their...
Then it's a service call. Right.
It's not covered by And that's... Yeah.
That's typical.
And we should probably expect if we're just going to work over 1 year instead of 3 year, that our 1 year will be more, right?
Yeah. Not much.
Cover that.
I mean, it depends. I've seen it with vendors where you go back for 1 year and... If you frame it with the idea that you just want to do a trial,
right,
then a lot of times they understand that.
Okay.
They're not going to try and gouge that one here.
What does this mean, the maintenance of space conditions?
The area around the chiller.
Yeah, everything like inside and around the chiller to make sure that there's no obstructions.
There's no raccoons.
That's
no
in raccoons. The not listed pile, so that means they're not going to clean. That's extra.
That means if there's garbage and...
Leaves get blown in there and weeds grow.
So that's extra.
Because
that's on the list of, it's understood that this is not included.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they do say specifically filters is not included. Changing or cleaning. Yeah, just a little bit more specifics before we say yes. It's a big commitment.
Found his email. What he sent me has the same dates on it that said was still current. Brad Ross. Okay, so we'll we will readdress this next month under old business. So, youth services manager, full-time position. This is the job description. Should be the last two pages.
So it's full time?
Yes.
At 37 and a half hours per week?
Yes. I don't understand that.
That's full time.
That's full time.
That's full time.
We work 40.
Yeah.
37.5 still considered full time.
Oh. So paying them 37.5 instead of 40? I don't understand.
We pay for your half hour month.
Yes.
Oh. It's 9 to 5.
So that's paid lunch.
Paid lunch. That's it.
Okay. It's just usually listed as 40. That's what I was like, and they assume your lunch is in there. Instead of listing it out as 37 and a half, and you don't get paid for your lunch. Or your lunch is included in the 40 hours.
Yeah.
So does she get paid
on
for
lunch? Yeah.
Yes.
Half hour.
So wouldn't it be 40?
Yeah, it's 40.
Right, so isn't that what it should say on the thing? Because you need to physically be here for 40, not 37.5?
I guess you go out to Subway for 30 minutes. I mean, that's because you probably think you're not here working. You're working 37.5 hours a week.
That's what how it's listed.
Oh, okay.
All the job description.
Do we know how many people this individual will be overseeing?
Do we want to discuss this in executive? Maybe it would be easier if there's questions. Not everybody, was everybody here for the last conversation? I think they were, though.
Maybe someone that works on Saturday.
Five people.
Okay, maybe that should be in here somewhere.
It
says supervised. That number changes.
Yeah.
Do you have to put the number?
No.
Because it says supervised staff.
Mm-hmm. You have to come out and approve it anyway.
Supervise the work of library clerks and volunteers.
Because they can change.
Yeah, they can. I've seen it before, though, so I don't know if we had to or if it's strange. If you guys all wrote this,
I think she took what's been on like different job listings and we just gave ideas for what we wanted to be. This is my first time reading it completely. Are you thinking flyers and programs? There's another one that seems kind of open and vague to me.
Which one?
Directs the daily operation of the department to ensure that the highest quality of service is being provided to the public.
Where is that?
On the second page. I guess for me that's kind of like a duh.
Which one?
Directs the daily operations so that you provide the highest level of service. That or you lose your job.
Yeah, it's still an essential function. Though.
It just seems kind of like, what's highest quality of service? How do you quantify
that?
That's
making sure that you know, that person knows that the operational side of your department is maintained to the highest quality of service. So that means that she has to make sure her staff members, everyone is in the department, volunteers, provide quality service.
Or he. she or he.
I said he or she.
I see.
I mean, essential functions are usually the ones that you have to, these are required, essential. The minimum, you know, this is just what they qualify to the job. But the essential is what you have to do every single day. This is, if you can't do that, it's not within the essential, then you can't do that.
She's been working.
Yeah.
Red area for how long?
5 years, I don't know.
Guess I'll have to sign my own check.
She's been using
sections of that. I can see her.
This could be anyone. We want to make sure anyone who takes this job can do these functions. And so I just wanted to make sure it was specific. That was, whether or not we wanted to say that or put it out, break it down. My only other question, I like the way it's worded, is whether or not we want it. It may be we don't want it to be specific to the donations part and the press releases. Do we want this manager to only be held accountable for youth services, you know, like getting donations, whereas right now it says, like, you would just help get donations for library reading programs. Do we want to leave it open?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, there's this thing done under the director's supervision. I mean, they're used to getting donations for some of the things. On their own, but it's being supervised.
Right. No, I think that's fine. The only thing is, so like you say, work with area businesses for donations for incentives for the library reading programs, right? But then the next one will say, maintain the library's youth services department visibility. Like, sometimes it says youth services, sometimes it just says library. Do we want it all to say...
So then you want to say library reading program?
Maybe we don't. I was just asking.
Yeah, I don't...
You can say for youth services.
I don't think you do on that one.
You don't need to, right?
Just because you don't need to, and because if you do want to do a rotation of staff members to go out and find donations.
And they could be getting donations for any program, right? That's what I was going to say, the same thing for the line after.
Yep.
Writes press releases promoting library activities and programs or library's youth services department activities and programs?
Youth services.
That one, because you have them only responsible for the youth services social media, should they only be writing press releases for youth services?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's all I was asking.
Yep.
That
yep.
Whether or not we should use that phrase in some of these other ones that didn't have it. So only that one after is the one we would add youth services to. Right? Press releases promoting libraries youth services department. Youth services. And you don't even... Oh, you don't have to say department, or you could say department, but it would be added so it's more specific.
Was that the only one, or did he have another one?
No, he said the library reading programs is probably good to leave open, because I could go out and get, well, you have an adult donation, I'm not going to walk away and send an adult librarian back for you. I'll take them. So we probably want to leave that one as is. That's a good one.
Well, you signed it.
Oh, we both have to sign.
You
have
both have to sign.
Okay, sorry. I need to
sign.
I'll
give you the rest of them to sign. So do we make any changes to this? No?
Just three words.
Just three words. Do we want to approve it as amended, or?
Yep.
Do we have a motion to approve it as amended?
Motion to approve. the new services manager position as needed.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Job description is approved.
We need to post the position.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to accept applications for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then set up interviews.
Yes.
Yes.
Just has to be posted inside the library, correct?
It also needs to be posted at the city.
At the city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. Any other business for the library board? And I will make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're out of here.
I'm sorry, Jason, did you say you were going to?